Today, my scripture reading is in Luke chapter 6, starting at verse 27. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. Whoever hits you on the cheek, offer him the other also. And whosoever takes away your coat, do not withhold your shirt from him either. Give to everyone who asks you, and whosoever takes away what is yours, do not demand it back. Treat others the same way you want them to treat you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners in order to receive back the same amount. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. And your reward will be great. And you will be sons of the Most High, for He Himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. And do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Pardon, and you will be pardoned. Give, and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for these wonderful words. Lord, we know that they're words of justice, and of mercy, and of forgiveness. We know that there are words to let us know how to treat our neighbor and how to treat each other. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for those. And we ask that you bless the words that we are to speak and the thoughts that we are to express, and help them to be heard and understood by each one of us as you would have. And in your loving Son, Yeshua, we ask. And amen. The name of my message to you today is Abundant Blessings. Abundant Blessings. And it almost goes without saying that each one of us wants all of the blessings that we can possibly receive. We want to absolutely be open to our blessings, but our scripture reading and our Torah portion this morning lets us know that there is a right and just way that God has for us to live by. And sometimes we might not receive it as it is intended. Sometimes we might not think that God's sense of justice appears to be in line with modern times or what we think of justice. But nevertheless, God as the bottom line. He is the one whose law counts. So today we want to read our scriptures and our texts, and our thoughts be turned toward abundant blessings and what God's word has to say about that. And our text is the 38th verse of Luke 6, And let's look at it again. Give, and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. What is our text saying to us? How are you interpreting that text? Give, and it shall be given to you. That's a promise. And in fact, it starts out by saying, give. Be a giving person. And then the promise is that as you give and if you give, and I would probably add in the right frame of mind and with the right intent as you are giving, then in return you can expect a good and right measure of return coming back to you, but what's the rest of it? It's going to be more than you really gave to start with. That's part of this promise. Give, and it will be given back to you. A good measure, meaning what you gave in the right proportion coming back to you, full measure, full repayment, but pressed down, that means you got more space for more to be added, right? Pressed down, shaken together, no air pockets in there, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. But really the implication is you get more back than you gave out. Is that not how you would interpret that? Pressed down, shaken together, running over. That's the way I would take it. Can you think of another scripture that has the same kind of promise to you as you are obedient to this command to be a giving person? You are to be a giving person. And we're going to look at several aspects of what it means to be a giving person. But first I want to go to this scripture that ought to just immediately come into your mind as you read this text that I've just got through explaining to you. And I want you to see the correlation here. And we go to the Old Testament, we go to Malachi 3 and 10. And let's see if you don't see a connection here between what's said in this, the Old Testament and the New. Malachi 3:10. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house. And test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows. Is that not what we've just read? Give, and it shall be returned to you, as our text says. And with the final words of overflowing. But you know what? You need to give with the right intent in mind. It needs to be volunteering. It needs to be what you want to give. It needs to be out of a loving mind and heart. Our Lord is issuing a call to His disciples to give. Before them, the promise of abundance. And because of the selfishness of most people's humanness, many have read this statement from the lips of the Savior without discovering the promise of abundance. My message to you today is abundant blessings. Abundant means what to you? More than enough. More than you need. Overflowing blessings of the Father to you. And these verses let you know that it's a promise. As you give in the way that you should, not only from obedience to His Word, but from that loving heart of being the kind of person that the Father is. A giving person, a loving person. The Lord calls His followers to concentrate on giving. To study this text is to discover that the Lord did not specify exactly what kind of giving that He was speaking of. He just said, give, and it shall be returned to you, even to overflowing. He said nothing about what kind of giving. He said nothing about money or time or talents or skill. We may read that into it and we may think that it is implied, but in this particular text that we read within my scripture reading in the New Testament, it says, just give. The focus of attention and effort that the Lord wants to get across to His followers, His disciples, is the focus is on giving. Instead of concentrating their energy and their thought on getting, obtaining, He suggests that they should define their life in terms of an opportunity to give. Your life is an opportunity to be a giving person. And if you are a giving person, then what does all of that encompass? We're going to get into that. And this philosophy, our way of living, should be put into practice not only in the church, but it should be in the home, in the community, in the school, in the workplace. Let your light so shine wherever you are that men may see those good works by which you will be ultimately rewarded. As faith without works is dead. Faith is important. Works is also important. Both are required. Our Lord encourages us to a life of continual giving. Each day and each moment of our life should be a moment of giving. He encourages us to give love. That is what the definition of love is. Love is action. Love is what you do for another person. And what you do for the other person with their welfare in mind, and how you do it and what you do, that is what he wants us to focus on. The action, the giving, the loving, giving without expecting anything in return. Love is giving. It's an outgoing concern for someone else, with not repayment in mind, with not your own self or selfish perhaps interests and desires in mind. He encourages us to give love. An unbreakable spirit of goodwill toward others. He encourages us to give mercy to those in need, as we see in Luke 6 and 36. He encourages us to give forgiveness. The Father is the greatest giver of all things, but for sure, forgiveness. Those who have mistreated us or been abusive to us, in Luke 6 and 37, we read that, do not condemn and you will not be condemned. He encourages us also to give praise where it's deserved. Who among us is it that doesn't love to be recognized for our worth, for what we do? We all want it and are very appreciative to receive the praise where it is deserved. He encourages us to give encouragement to each other. Encourage, encourage, encourage in work, encourage in sports, encourage in spiritual things of walking with God. He encourages us to live in such a way that we inspire those who know us or the lives of others to give gratitude, to give inspiration to others. When you encourage others, it inspires them to do better, to hold on, to not give up, to know more, to be of service more. All of these things, we get inspiration and encouragement from others who point us in that direction. He encourages us to give of our time and our attention. All of these things is a giving spirit. And all of these things can be said to be what the Father and Yeshua means when they say to give. And it will be given to you or returned to you. The Lord promises a rich reward for you. from people. Notice the particular promise, which says, "It shall be given unto you." And there are some that have read that particular verse and observe or want to note that it appears that the Lord is encouraging us to give with a selfish motive. In other words, give in order to return. And if you really went in real depth like what we have, it would be understood, give as you expect to receive in return, even to the point of overflowing, because we've explained it that way. The first word in the text is a command, give. And the rest of the text is a promise. Christ describes how people will respond toward the individual who has lived his life by the philosophy that it's more blessed to give than to receive. And I know all of us, no doubt, have learned by this point in life exactly what these words mean and have felt the touch that you receive when you have done something especially nice to someone and you have given when it wasn't expected and given in such a way that you could tell by the response that it really touched your soul because you know that it accomplished the purpose that the Father would have with the one that you did it for, that you gave to. Jesus observed that people respond by returning. Now this is the rest of that text. Give, and it shall be given to you. And then how? When it returns back to you? By good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And these that return this kind of measure back to you will be doing so because they know within you characteristics of a person that is living their life righteously, living righteously, and giving righteously. And so that is how you will receive your return of what you give. Pressed down, a good measure, shaken together, and overabundant return. Running over. We need to ask ourselves a question. Do you live to get or to give? Are you out to ultimately just live your life and do what you do, wherever you do it? Is ultimately the goal to get or to give? God wants us to give. And right at the top of that list in giving is that primary word that the Father has for mankind, and that is love. He wants us to give with love, and He wants us to give love. An outgoing concern for others with no thought of return in mind, but give from the heart, give from the mind, knowing that the Father wants this ultimately of his children, of which we are. Many thinks the world owes them a living. Many thinks the world owes them literally everything. But true living doesn't begin until we learn to give. You don't experience what the Father wants you to experience until you learn to give. And give the way the Father intends for you to give. There is a poem whose author is unknown that I would like to read to you. And the title is The Christian Life. It is in loving, not in being loved. The heart is blessed. It is in giving, not in seeking gifts, we find our quest. If thou art hungry, lacking heavenly food, give hope and cheer. If thou art sad and wouldst be comforted, stay sorrow's tears. Whatever be thy longing and thy need, that do thou give. So shall thy soul be fed, and thou indeed shall truly live the Christian life. In conclusion, I'd like to add, may God help each of us to respond to the call of the generous giving of ourselves and our substance to others. It is only as we live to give that we will live the abundant life and receive God's abundant blessings. May God's abundant blessings follow you each moment of each day that you live. If you would, stand with me, and I'm going to wish each one of you a beautiful Shabbat Shalom. May the love of God and the peace that He brings to you on His blessed Sabbath day, may it overflow you this day and every day that you live. Let's read God's blessings together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace.